The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
When a woman answers the question, what happened, she tends to relive the event in excruciating and painful detail. In fact, it often takes her longer to tell you what happened than it did for it to happen in the first place. It's like you're going backward in time.
Mark Gunger advises women to care for and cherish the man they pledge their heart to by telling them to treat him like a dog. Next on Life Today.
This is a pastor here that says that if we want to, you know, do the right thing as a wife, you need to
treat him like a dog.
Treat your husband like a dog. You know?
He said it. I didn't.
Well, here's the cover. You know, we'll give you a little close up. But this is Mark Gunger, and he's got Celebration Church up in Wisconsin. And, you know, it's a, this little girl here, she's just hugging this little dog. And I used to tell all of you with our little princess, our little dachshund, that when you go home at night, she just meets you like this. And I said, she needs to teach all the women in a seminar how to meet your husband when
you
come to the door. That's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome, right, Mark Gunger. Would you, Mark Gunger, back to Life Today? You know, you've been pretty popular because you make our viewers laugh, but you give them a lot of truth. I mean, you're serious about this.
I'm serious. Yes, that's the whole book isn't about the dog. That's just chapter one.
Chapter one.
Yeah. But anyway, how you doing, you guys?
Yeah, we're
doing
good.
You look great.
Yeah,
they look great? These people are like, wow.
She's been treating me like a dog ever since we got married. Is that why we get along so well?
I don't know. But you guys look good.
Yeah. Okay, you say treat him like a dog, treat him like a boss, treat him like an employee, treat him like a gynecologist. You put that in the book.
I did.
Man, like treat him like a cab driver, treat him like a cab, treat him like a personal trainer, treat him like your phone, treat him like a stranger, but do not treat him like your girlfriend.
That's a bonus chapter. All these sound like it's insults. But they're not insults, they're just tongue-in-cheek. It's very fun. It's a cute little book. Just pointing out, you know, if we have the capability to be nice, okay? I was here, I don't know, a year ago, whatever, talking about another book where one of the chapters was about just be nice. Be nice. People just be nice to each other, right?
Yes.
But people get married and they think they don't have to be nice anymore because they get married. Because they've actually bought into this insane thinking that I have to be honest with how I feel at all times in my marriage. And I think it's just bad advice. No, I do. I think it's terrible advice. People ask me, how you guys been married for 43 years? I always say, because we're not honest with how we feel. Who does that? Only crazy people do that. But you know, it's good for me. It's bad if you see the psychologists and all the crazy people tell us, you know, you shouldn't hold anything in. You should hold everything. But the Bible says only a fool gives full vent to his anger.
Wow.
See, that's what the Bible says. These other people. Now the newer studies coming out are showing that people who've been doing this, it's not good for them. It's better to control yourself. Just don't be going crazy psycho on people. You can need to be nice. So anyway, all this book is just really showing how to be nice. So anyway, number one, treat him like a dog. By the way, you talk about the dog being everybody should treat the
dog. Yeah, that's right.
So I heard this story.
Is this just us?
No, it's just you and me.
Okay. So,
I tell the guys, you know how you can tell who loves you more, your wife or your dog? Do the following test. Take your wife and your dog and lock them in the trunk of your car. Okay. Come back in 30 minutes. Open the trunk and see which one's happy to see you. I don't care who you are, that's a funny joke right there. So anyway, the first one, treat him like a dog. It sounds terrible, it's not, but how do you treat a dog? You see the dog, how are you doing? It's so happy to see you. You're such a cute. And you pick up the dog, and you hug the dog, right? And you pet the dog.
Are you listening?
Yeah, and you don't tell the dog, you stupid dog, you pooped all over the floor yesterday morning. You don't remind the dog of his mistakes, right?
Right.
I mean, just so we have the capability. You know, just, and you're, it's actually a running joke. A lot of guys tell me, you know, I just ran to a guy the other day. He said, man, I saw your book, and I always told my wife, if I ever come back, I want to come back as one of your dogs, you know, because of the sweetness and stuff. Like, so, sure. You know, again, obviously, there's reasons people do. But if people just would do that, you know, what a nice thing to do. Treat them like your boss. Okay, now this is a real good one, because a lot of women struggle. Well, women struggle with this whole concept of respect, you know? And I don't understand that, you know? What are you staring at over there? Okay, so... So now, men, when they hear the truth, they feel compelled to act on it. Okay, overall, these are generalities, but when they hear it, so they counter it by saying, I don't want to hear it. That's what men do, say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to, right? They don't want to church. I don't want to hear it. Because when they hear it, they feel like I got to act on it. Women, when they hear the truth, they don't want to do it either. They just want to ask questions about it. Right? So if I get 100 men in the room and I say, the Bible says you should love your wife like Christ loves the church, 100 of those men will go, okay. But if I get 100 women in the room and I say, you need to respect your husband, I'll get 99 different versions of, well, what do you mean about respect? Do you have a Bible study about respect? Do you have a small group study about respect? Can you do a sermon series about respect? Really, just asking questions is not being respectful. So the analogy of boss, because you all have jobs, right? You work for a boss, and you treat the guy with the respect, even if he's a moron. Right?
Even if they don't deserve it.
Bossy, yeah. So anybody out in the real world knows what I'm talking about. You work with someone, and you're convinced you know more than the boss, which is not unusual. No, it's really not. Because women sometimes struggle with that whole spiritual authority thing. And they think, well, he should do everything. No, that's not what being in charge means. So a lot of bosses, honestly, it's easy to think, gee, I'm smarter than this guy, which is probably true in a lot of respects. Why is he the boss? Because he owns the company, you know? But you still treat him with respect. You don't slam him and stuff. So the reality is, even though you can see their weaknesses, you know how to control yourself and treat him with respect. And that's all I'm saying to your husband. Just treat, you know how to treat somebody with respect. It doesn't mean you can't get in his face and challenge him. Look, if it weren't for women challenging us, we'd be a disaster.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really? I'd be in jail.
Right? You gonna take another one of these chapters? I get nervous about you moving to another chapter. I don't know where you're going.
I live a little edgy here. Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't even know my own book. So I gotta look at that. What's the next chapter? Treat him like an employee. What do you do with an employee? You tell them what you want. You're very clear. Can you imagine your boss coming in and just going, if I have to tell you again, it's not even worth it. Really? If you really understood what I needed, you know, and you respond accordingly. Good grief, no! You got somebody working for you, tell them.
So you can't read our mind.
No, we can, no. Men don't have ESP. No, we got ESPN. That's a whole different thing. So I always tell women, look, you got to tell them what you want. You probably got to tell him more than once, right? Because telling a man to do something once is like never ask him to do it at all. And don't insult when you're... So same, just like an employee, you tell him what you need. This is what I need. Here's my expectation. Not that easy, you know. These are just analogies. You can't treat him like he's actually an employee. We'll skip the treat him like a gynecologist because, Christians don't actually have sex, I hear. From what I hear, I don't know.
We'll skip
over that one. Treat him like a cab driver. What do you do with a cab driver? You tell him where you want to go, and you sit in the back, and you zip it, Skippy. Right? You zip it. You're like, well, don't go that fast. Look over there. Turn around. Watch it. You know, you ever been in a cab where you're scared half to death? Have you? You must.
New York.
New York?
Yep.
Oh, if you travel around the world at all, those people are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
You just got to close your eyes. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. I was in Africa. And this guy is driving, it's like, you ever see these video games? Like, it was like being in the video game.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's driving. We're saying, oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. We couldn't even look. I mean, just freaked us out. But you didn't say nothing, because he's the driver, right?
That's it.
And he might kill us all. So treat him like a child. All right, now this isn't an insult. These all sound like insults. What do you do with a child? You are so committed. Women are so committed to their children. They could do anything. They could burn the house down. Oh, it's still my baby. You know, right? No matter what he does, he can make the ugliest picture in the world, and you stick it up on the refrigerator. And you think it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
And I walk in and say, that's the ugliest picture I ever saw. But I don't say it because, you know, I'm in your house. But so you put up with stuff and you compliment and you encourage and stuff like that. Men need that. Mm-hmm. It's true. We were talking earlier, you know, men want to succeed and they're absolutely scared to death. Everybody's going to figure out we don't know what we're doing. You had a better way of saying it. How'd you say it?
I don't remember. I'm too old. That was a while ago.
But that's what it is. So, you know, we like encouragement, and men need to be encouraged, treating them with respect and encouraging them and all that kind of stuff. That's what you do with your kid. Every woman knows this, and no matter how nasty the kid is or frustrating or insulting or whatever it is with problems at school, she never gives up on the kid.
They like to be complimented, too, don't you think?
Men like to be complimented? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I compliment myself. Look at it. That's a beautiful man right there in that camera. So,
see yourself on the monitor?
Yeah, that's a good looking
stripe. Where did you get the suit? Where did you get that suit?
I'm a gangster. I'm the gangster of love. I'm the love gangster. You know, actually, I dressed down for the show.
You did?
You have no idea. You know, one of these days, I'm going to wear but the camera's a freak. Oh, what is that? Treat them like a personal trainer. What does a personal trainer do? They push us. They push us and they challenge us, you know? Now, I don't have a personal trainer. Apparently, people do that. I ain't paying nobody to yell at me, man. Do you do that?
Would men not consider that nagging, though, to push them?
No, this is her.
Oh, this...
This is her.
You
treat him
her?
Like a personal trainer. Allow him to push
let
her.
Him be the personal trainer.
Yeah, challenge her. I mean, but in a nice way. No, like, I don't want a trainer. I don't do jack. Do you do that stuff? Do you have trainers and run? Are you a runner and stuff?
No.
I don't do it.
I do good to get out of the recliner. I have an ejection recliner.
Yeah. But I do sit-ups, actually.
Yeah?
Hundreds of them.
Do you?
I do.
What does that look like?
No. I sit up in the morning, and then I sit back down at night. That's one. So I do, like, 365 a year. So that's how this happens.
All right. We learning anything here, folks. Okay.
Treat them like your phone. Men and women are both guilty of this one. Okay, I'm so obsessed by those little glowing things. I mean, you could be on fire and you'll say, wait a minute, it rang, you know? I mean, you could be in the shower and it dings, right? You jump out. Right away and just slip and fall, kill yourself. But I mean, just it always gets our 100% attention. And this goes both ways, obviously. But I wrote it to women. And people say, why do you write it to women? Because men don't read books. So I ain't writing to them. Man, I'm writing to women. I'll be poor. Anyway, so, but it goes both ways. But the phone dings, and they respond to it, and they're just, so everybody gets that, okay? And they're really cute. It's illustrated pretty
pictures. It does have great illustrations.
You know? Do you know why? Because I found...
Did you have an illustrator in your church that did this?
No. I hired some lady in some third world country. I don't know where it's... I'm serious.
What is this one?
That's a trainer. Treat him like a personal trainer.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's colorful and it's cute.
It is.
And a perfect gift for any woman in your life. Christmas, birthdays, you know, baby showers, you know, wedding showers, hand it to her in the shower, you know. I'd buy dozens if I were you right now. So. All right, see, I told you I was a gangster. Treat him like a stranger. I'm telling you, okay. We are all guilty of this. Who are the people we are the kindest to? People who we meet for the first time, and they don't know us from Jack. You don't know that person. Well, we need to bring some of that into our home, right? Because when you know some, because it's hard to love people when you really get to know them. People all the time say, Pastor Mark, I just love you. And I say, I know, because you don't know me. Right? The closer you get to me, the harder I am to love.
Yeah.
So I hear.
One more. You got time for one more.
Okay, one more. The bonus chapter. Do not treat him like your girlfriend.
men, girlfriend.
He's men are not girlfriends.
Not his girlfriend.
No. Don't treat him like you. It's to the girls. It's to the girls. Don't treat your husband like your girlfriend. Like one of the girls, okay?
Yeah. So why is that a problem?
Because, you know, just the way that we communicate. For example, when a man asks the question, answers the question, what happened, we tend to just summarize. This happened. When a woman answers the question, what happened, she tends to relive the event in excruciatingly painful detail. In fact, it often takes her longer to tell you what happened than it did for it to happen in the first place. It's like you're going backward in time. So, you know, don't expect your husband to sinless. So people say, what do I do? Get a girlfriend. Get together with your girlfriends, and you can spend all afternoon talking about a 5-minute event, and it'll be beautiful. That's all I got to say.
Y'all like this guy. He's got a comic relief.
Oh, by the way, all the girls in the audience get a free book. Yeah. Yes. It's an Oprah moment.
Okay, now it's going pretty hard. By the way, this is in the bookstores, right?
No.
Where you get it?
My website.
Is that where they get it?
Well, yeah,
give
if you know a distributor.
Give us the website.
Call me. give us MarkGunger.com.
That's it.
That's
just
it.
Like it's on the book.
Just like on MarkGunger.com.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If our viewers have lived through what you've shared, and they're interested in seeing you probably write a little bit serious, even we got nice illustrations, we'll send you the book. But what we're doing something very serious, Mark. We're trying to give water to people who without it are not going to live, and they're not going to live healthy. And let me just say this. You meet a lot of people on Life Today. One of the joys of our life is not only sharing life with people who will not even live without an expression of love, but just sharing the beautiful parts in the body of Christ, the great gifts, I believe, to all of us, and introducing you to people who are full of truth and full of life and full of joy. And I know you appreciate that. But I think most of you who watch, and this is the interesting thing about our viewers, you know that you watch Life Today, you're not going to receive a boost in your life today, an encouragement, but you're going to have an opportunity to be the difference in somebody's life as it relates to life. You're going to be actually able to give them life. I want you to look in on a situation, and you've ever said, God, please give us a miracle. We got a great report today from one of our friends battling cancer. Mm-hmm. And the report came back so wonderful that we wanted to shout. I think we did as we were driving. We just praised God. You ever wanted a miracle for someone? Well, what if you knew beyond any doubt you could be a part of that miracle, that reality? No exceptions. Watch closely.
For several years now, we have been drilling 500-plus wells a year, bringing clean water to villages all over the world. But throughout our travels, we have located places up in the mountain areas especially where they cannot get well drilling rigs to those locations. And we just hear story after story from mothers who their child gets deathly ill and many of them even die simply from drinking just contaminated water. The sources that they get this water from, it's just like mud puddles. It's full of germs, full of bacteria, worms. And we've prayed about, like, what can we do to bring clean water to those places where we can't drill a well? And we have decided to make available these water filtration systems. And what it is, it's a bucket and a hose, and then the hose connects to a filter. And this filter will drop into what's called the clean water bucket. And in about 30 minutes to 45 minutes, they can actually have beautiful, clean water. So where we can't get a rig into to drill, we can take one of these filtration systems and we can provide water for a family. They can keep it in their home and we can just pass these out around the village. But this is something that we've been blessed to offer to the families that are kind of forgotten up in the mountain areas that you can't even get a vehicle sometimes, but especially a drilling rig. So we feel very blessed to have these, and we just pray that they're gonna bring change and hope to a lot of people up in the mountain areas.
Isn't that great? Don't you all like seeing what you just watched right there? Betty, to be able to think that somebody can bring some kind of a receptacle and get that filthy water, and it doesn't matter how much bacteria or disease is in that water, it's actually filtered out. It works just like dialysis. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have scientifically, not we, but God blessed our team with finding the individuals who created this. And that system is, it's incredible. And if we give one of these containers to a family, then they have clean water for their family. It's not going to change the water situation where they go to get it. It's just going to purify it so they can drink it and not bring disease and increase disease and even death in their children and their families. So I think it's a miracle. Now, you know, we've been drilling the wells for, you know, over 20 years. And we know that we've got a drill right now, emergency, 188. We're going to have 400 this year by the grace of God. The missionaries have said we have identified 188 critically needed places. If we don't get the wells drilled quickly, the death cycle is going to be almost indescribable. So we got to drill the wells. But then we have the problem in areas like Murundi in Africa and many of these hard terrains where we need to get something there where the drilling rig can't go. This little simple container, I mean, it's just a 5-gallon bucket with gravity feed, and you've seen the water. It's just amazing what happens to it.
I hope you understand how awesome this is. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I did. Being a mother, I noticed. And if you're a mother, you probably noticed the smile on the mother's face. We always notice the smile on a child's face when you see it, but a mother's smile, because I feel like I felt her heart leap within her, because she said, my babies, some I may have already seen die, are gonna now have some hope. They're gonna get some fresh water that won't kill them eventually. They're gonna get water that I don't have to walk down to knowing that it's disease, but my babies have to have a drink. She can now say, take this clean water. I offer this to you. I'm your mother and I'm gonna take care of you.
And you know, that miracle is made possible with the same joy that you expressed when we together can be the one that puts the joy in that mother's heart and the health in that child. And for us to be able to do this, think about it, for $100, we can give three families their own filter system. It's just over $33 a piece. Now, the wells still cost $4,800. We're told, Betty, this may be the last time we're able to drill a well at that cost because of increasing overhead. And so we want to do all we can to drill those 188, and I told you, it's got to be a miracle situation. We just need a flood of support. We need everyone who could drill a well and give the $4,800 to do it. If you could give $1,200 or $2,400, pray three join with you and we'll have a well, or pray another person joins, your $2,400 doubled and we've got a well. Most of the wells are drilled with $48 and $144 gifts. The $144 gives 30 people water for life. The $48 gives 10 people water for life. What we're doing this year, we're offering the book by Sheila Walsh on A Fresh Infusion of Joy. We're sending the beautiful, no greater name than the name of Jesus canvas to those of you who make a gift, any gift, make a gift of $100 or more. But here is the beautiful Determined Eagle bronze. I think it's the most beautiful bronze that we have ever given. And this came from really a vision and just a move of God in my heart that He wants to see a remnant of Christians who will rise up with wings as eagles, will literally soar on the turbulence of the times and the challenges of the day. So this becomes a great testimony, because you're going to be determined to let God carry you through any storm and rise higher, mount up with wings as eagles. We're sending that to those of you who will make a $1,200 gift toward the well, and I know it's going to become a great conversation piece to inspire people to be part of that remnant. Here's what I'm asking you to do right now. If you can give the $48, the $144, or a portion of a well, $1,200, $24, or $4,800, do it. But also keep this in mind. For $100, you can give three families their own filter system in some of those very difficult areas of impossible terrain to get a drilling rig in. So would you right now go to the website, take your bank card, very prayerfully, make the gift God puts on your heart, or dial the number, make the gift. If you plan to write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. Very important for us to know. Please do it right now. And in behalf of those you help, thank you so much.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. Our teams have recently identified 188 remote villages in southern Africa where children are suffering from contaminated, disease-ridden water. The situation is desperate. They need clean, disease-free water immediately. With your gift today, you can help drill fresh water wells in remote villages across 7 African nations. Your gift of $24 will provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will provide for 10. $72 provides for 15 people, and $144 will help provide fresh, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Sheila Walsh's devotional, 5 Minutes with Jesus, a fresh infusion of joy to help you experience a deeper connection with God. Please consider an additional gift of $100 to help provide 3 families with water filtration kits in emergency areas where our rigs cannot reach, and you may request our No Greater Name canvas print. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our beautiful new hand-painted Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, Betty and I say thank you. Honey, I appreciate the way you shared about what it means to a mother. And boy, you're going to make a lot of mothers happy. Yes. By the way, be persistent. If you're calling the number, I hope so many people called you got a busy. But just say, I'm getting through, because I'm going to give a cup of water. I'm going to give a family water. We're sending Sheila Walsh's book for any gift, the beautiful canvas, the Determined Eagle. But also, if you just want to smile and want to learn what it is to treat him like a dog, I have an idea that's pretty positive. And if you'd join me and Betty in saying thanks to this guy that put a smile on face, Mark. Mark Gunger, God bless you. Bless
your
church. Thank you. Thank you for being a friend of life. Thank all of you for watching. Thanks for helping us share water. Water for life and the water of life.
In his new book, Living Amazed, James Robison shares how divine encounters can change your life. Living Amazed, coming soon to online and retail bookstores.
All day, I was kept at peace because I was at the feet of Jesus.
The gift of peace that surpasses all understanding. Tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.